Good afternoon, everybody. What's going on, everybody? Thursday, October 17th, 2024. My name is Kevin Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Loud Majority Live here on LFA TV, rumble.com/LFATV. You see the thumbnail of the show today. Kamala Harris went on Fox News, and it went just about as badly for her. I take that back. It went exceedingly worse for her than I could have possibly imagined. Okay, Bret Baier, he's not really a fan of his, did an absolutely phenomenal job actually pressing Kamala Harris on many key issues, which she's never had to do before. So she didn't handle it very well. She did a lot of yelling. She did a lot of making things up. Bret Baier asked her what I thought were pretty fair. Was it an aggressive interview? Absolutely. 100% it was. 1,000% it was. It was definitely very aggressive. However, it's nice to see Kamala Harris get asked one challenging question during this election. Of course, the liberal intelligentsia out there on X decided that it was unfair and he was bullying her. We're gonna go over all of the lowlights from that end, because I want to be clear. Look, I really, really tried to watch that as if I were a swing voter. Because, look, we're not going to get many interactions like this throughout the rest of the campaign. There's less than 3 weeks left. Kamala Harris shies away from the camera unless it's on The View or a podcast about being a whore. So we'll see. We'll see what all comes of that. But it didn't go very well. It didn't go well at all. We're going to bring you guys the highlights and the lowlights of that. Also, Joy Reid continues to be the stupidest person on television, claiming that having children makes you a fascist. Having children makes you just like Hitler, in one of the dumbest sentences I've ever heard in my entire life. Also, if you were checking out Facebook last night, you probably didn't see a lot of Kamala Harris content. And we're going to show you a new video from James O'Keefe explaining exactly why. And at the end, we're going to have a little bit of fun. Because, somebody put out, a dubbed over video of Barack Obama having a conversation with Joe Biden at the funeral for Ethel Kennedy. Rest in peace, Ethel Kennedy. Great American there. She had like 12 kids. Out of control. Apparently they weren't doing anything else in Bobby Kennedy's house. They took the phrase, be fruitful and multiply, and they followed it. So rest in peace to Ethel Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy's wife. Obviously she got to see a lot, be part of a lot of American history. Somebody took a conversation between Obama and Biden and had themselves some fun with it. But before we get started, guys, hit that thumbs up button, share the video out all over the place. How are we doing, Angel Fit? How are you? B.A. Palumbo, how are you? Fireboss, what's happening? Actually, Angel Fit, message me on Instagram. Message me. I think we follow each other. I wanted to ask you something. Fireboss, Catholic, old school. Wasn't she Catholic? Yes, she was Catholic. Those Irish Catholics back in the day, that's all they did. So, good for them. Shout out to everybody watching everywhere. Charmin, how are you? Cindy, how are you? Dawn Ann, how are you? AC Knight, as always. Cindy, how are you? Also, guys, we're going to be putting up information about a fourth hurricane donation drive. We're going to be putting that up in the coming days. So if there's anybody that wants to donate, continue to stock up, and we will let you know where the drop-off point is, because there's more and more stuff going on there. Moving, grooving over here. Very good. Very good stuff. My Mets didn't have a good night last night. 8-0. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to talk about it. Luis Severino can't catch a damn ball. Francisco Alvarez will never get another hit. We're going to move on. We're going to move on. Today is another day. Today is another day. Also, the leader of Hamas is dead. The leader of Hamas is dead, killed in an Israeli airstrike. I can't pronounce his name, so we're just going to call him Steve. Steve from Hamas has been killed. Of course, many on the left very upset about this because they support terrorists. So I'm sure somewhere there are a certain number of people very, very sad about this. Alan Jacoby, what's happening, bro? What's going on, Alan Jacoby, in the chat? Yes, tonight is another night. Tonight is another night. The leader of Hamas has been unalived. I have to say that, or Facebook demotes the algorithm. Have to say that. Steve is dead. Yes, Steve is dead. I love that you guys have picked up on that. I love that you guys have picked up on that. It's going to be funny stuff. Shout out to Kate DiAgostino in the chat. Hopefully, did you get your picture yesterday? Kate DiAgostino got to see a line in the sand yesterday in New Jersey, the new James O'Keefe documentary. Kate, how was it? Good stuff. Good stuff. Kate's going to be playing a big role in what's coming up in New Jersey. So over the next year or so, very excited about that. Very excited about that. So what do you say? We get to, I'm just going to say it, the shit show that was the Brett Baer interview. The calamity that was the Brett Baer interview. Didn't go very well. Kamala did a lot of yelling, a lot of lying, a lot of nonsense. Let's get to some of the lowlights of it. Brett Baer questioned Kamala Harris about her border policy and the death of so many Americans. She blamed Trump, despite the fact she's in office right now. Here was that exchange.
Jocelyn Nungeri, Rachel Morin, Lakin Riley, they are young women who were brutally assaulted and killed by some of the men who were released at the beginning of the administration, well before a negotiated bipartisan bill. Former President Clinton actually referred to Lakin Riley Sunday, campaigning for you in Georgia, saying if those men had been properly vetted, Lakin Riley probably would not have been killed. So if it wouldn't have happened, this is well before any negotiation. This is well before Donald Trump got involved in the politics. This is a specific policy decision by your administration to release these men into the country. So what I'm saying to you, do you owe those families an apology?
Let me just say, first of all, those are tragic cases. There's no question about that. There is no question about that. And I can't imagine the pain that the families of those victims have experienced for a loss that should not have occurred. So that is true. It is also true that if a border security had actually been passed 9 months ago, it would be 9 months that we would have had more border agents at the border, more support for the folks who are working around the clock trying to hold it all together.
Madam Vice President.
To ensure that no future harm would occur. And this election in 20 days will determine whether we have a president of the United States who actually cares more about fixing a problem, even if it is not to their political advantage in an election, because there was a solution, Brett.
Madam Vice President, it was a policy decision in the early part of your administration.
It was a policy decision. Now, I want to be clear. As soon as Joe Biden took office, there was a border bill that got put up. It was H.R. 2. It was not this phantom bill that Kamala Harris continues to cite. H.R. 2 that Chuck Schumer never took up that would have closed the border. Now, if I've said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. The border bill that she continues to refer to was not a border bill. James Lankford needs to sit down. It was a foreign aid bill with a little bit of border sprinkled on top of it. Moreover, the little sprinkle of border that was put on top of it did not close the border. All it did was provide more judges and more resources to process people into America more quickly, which we do not want. We want less people being processed. We want less people coming in. Oh, you'd like to come to America? No, thank you. We are full. The door is closed. But Kamala Harris must continue the lie. Now, when asked whether or not America is on the right track or the wrong track, Kamala Harris gave what can only be described as one of the weird... I don't understand this. I don't understand how a person could go into this interview being as unprepared as she was. Right track, wrong track. 4 in 5 Americans believe America is on the wrong track. Kamala Harris is currently in power, and she's trying to convince people that she is the change candidate. So what are you doing now to change it? You're not doing anything. She goes into, well, Donald Trump has been in the political lexicon for 10 years, and that's why people feel this way. Nonsense. Utter nonsense.
Frankly, exhausted of Brett.
More than 70% of people tell the country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. If it's on the wrong track, that track follows 3.5 years of you being vice president and President Biden being president. That is what they're saying, 79% of them. Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
Madam
Vice
President.
You and I both know what I'm talking about. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that over the last decade, people have become... But listen, over the last decade, it is clear to me, and certainly the Republicans who are on stage with me...
Kamala Harris, let me explain something to you. Let me explain to you how interviews work, okay? One person asks another person questions because they don't know what they're talking about. So don't say you know what I'm talking about. Your job in an interview is to articulate what it is you are talking about. That's your job. Not... You shouldn't assume Brett Baer just knows what you're talking about. First off, and I want to, and secondly, no one knows what the hell Kamala Harris is ever talking about. Unburdened by what has been, the Venn diagram thing, her fact that her love of the magic school bus, that time that her husband's mistress mysteriously lost their baby, that time that her husband beat the shit out of some girl at the Cannes Film Festival. You know, minor details here. Minor details. No tether to reality. None whatsoever. Like, I don't think Brett Baer gave her the questions ahead of time, but you're going on Fox News, you know what they're going to talk about, and yet you still have no answers for any of the questions. And she doubles down on the fact that she would not make any changes from the last 3.5 years. Well, why are we saying 3.5? 4 years, basically. As I've said, I have long been in the camp that Donald Trump needs to be president. Recently, I have moved into the camp that this woman cannot be president. Here she is saying that she would stick with the same playbook the whole time.
It's interesting you said turn the page, Madam Vice President. You were asked on two different shows last week what, if anything, you would do differently than President Biden. Here's what you said.
Would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Under a Harris administration, what would the major changes be and what would stay the same?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm obviously not Joe Biden.
I know.
And so
yes,
that would be one change in terms of.
Yes.
But also, I think it's important to say with, you know, 28 days to go, I'm not Donald Trump.
So you're not Joe Biden. You're not Donald Trump. But nothing comes to mind that you would do differently.
Let me be very clear.
my presidency will not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency. And like every new president that comes in to office, I will bring my life experiences, my professional experiences, and fresh and new ideas. I represent a new generation of leadership. I, for example, am someone who has not spent the majority of my career in Washington, D.C. I invite ideas, whether it be from the Republicans who are supporting me, who were just on stage with me minutes ago, and the business sector, and others.
Yes, but what are those ideas? You've got all these ideas and all these things. What are they? What I find so amazing about this is, as Bret Baier showed, this is now the third time she has been asked this question. Still doesn't have an answer for it. Still doesn't have an answer. I mean, look, if I'm on a show, if I go on a podcast or whatever, or if I'm being interviewed by somebody and they pose a question to me and I don't know about it. Look, I've said it on the show numerous times, okay? I don't really understand cryptocurrency, okay? So if a person says to me, asks me a crypto question, I'm going to say, you know, I really don't know the answer to that. And then after the show, because I like to educate myself and figure out the answers to things, I will then go look up the answer, look up the topic, so that I will be more informed than next time I am asked the question. She can't even do that. She can't do that. Oh, and by the way, no changes? No changes. Well, I can think of 13 families who might want you to change something, you arrogant witch. You know, the Abbey Gate families. I can think of some that they might want to change. A decision that might be a little bit different. It got worse and it got worse and it got worse the entire time. Before we get to that, guys, Mike Lindell.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35 or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD for up to 80% off everything on the website. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. Support the people who support this show by going to MyPillow.com. Promo code LOUD. So it got worse and worse. Asked about Donald Trump and his instability. Asked about whether or not Donald Trump is fit to hold the office. Asked about all of that nonsense. Oh, well, here we go. Here we go again.
You call Donald Trump, he's misguided. You say now
he's unstable. He is unstable, Brett.
He's not well. You say he's mentally not stable.
He's not stable.
Let me ask you this. You told many interviewers that Joe Biden was on his game, that ran around circles on his staff. When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?
Joe Biden, I have watched in from the Oval Office to the Situation Room. And he has the judgment and the experience to do exactly what he has done in making very important decisions on behalf of the American people. Joe Biden is not on the ballot.
I understand.
And Donald Trump
but
is.
But you talked about it.
And Donald Trump
after
is.
After George Clooney said within a few minutes of talking to
Donald
President Biden
Trump,
at a fundraiser that he thought this was not the same Joe Biden that we saw on the
Donald
debate stage.
Donald Trump is on the ballot.
I understand. You met with him at least once a week for 3.5 years. You didn't have any concerns?
I think the American people have a concern about Donald Trump, which is why the people who know him best, including leaders of our national security community, have all spoken out, even people who worked for him in the Oval Office.
That's because he is the change candidate. People like Mark Milley, people like Mark Esper, they want the war to continue. They want this stuff to keep going. And the majority of the American people are saying that we want something different. We want a populist message. We do not subscribe to the neocon blob establishment crap that has been going on in this country for the last 40, 50 years. We don't want to be taken advantage of by foreign countries. I don't care about paying for the defense of North Macedonia. I hate to break this to you, Norway, but it's easy for you to give your citizens a whole bunch of free stuff when America covers your top line expense of your defense budget. Most countries in Europe don't even have a functioning navy because they know that if anything were to happen to them, Daddy America will show up and protect them. So don't tell me, Bernie Sanders, all of the Nordic countries have got Medicare for all. Free college for everybody. Yeah, because they're not paying their top line number. It's easy for you to drive a Lamborghini when your parents pay your mortgage. Not challenging. Everybody here knows that one kid who thought he was hot shit in high school because he had a Mercedes that his parents paid for. We are the parents. And Slovenia is the hot shit kid in high school who thinks he's somebody. Who thinks he's all fancy. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? But then we get to the question of illegal immigration, where Kamala Harris just flatly made things up.
How many illegal immigrants would you estimate your administration has released into the country over the last 3.5 years?
Well, I'm glad you raised the issue of immigration because I agree with you. It is a topic of discussion that people want to rightly have. And you know what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, but do you think it's 1 million, 3 million?
Brett, let's just get to the point. Okay, the point is that we have a broken immigration system that needs to be repaired.
So your Homeland Security Secretary said that 85% of apprehensions.
I'm not finished. We have
it's a rough estimate of 6 million people have been released into the country. And let me just finish. I'll get to the question, I promise you.
I was beginning to answer.
And when you came into office, your administration immediately reversed a number of Trump border policies. Most significantly, the policy that required illegal immigrants to be detained through deportation, either in the U.S. or in Mexico. And you switched that policy. They were released from custody awaiting trial. So instead, included in those were a large number of single men, adult men, who went on to commit heinous crimes. So, looking back, do you regret the decision to terminate Remain in Mexico at the beginning of your administration?
At the beginning of our administration, within practically hours of taking the oath, the first bill that we offered Congress before we worked on infrastructure, before the Inflation Reduction Act, before the CHIPS and Science Act, before the bipartisan Safer Communities Act, the first bill, practically within hours of taking the oath, was a bill to fix our immigration system.
Yes, ma'am. It was called the U.S. Citizenship Act of 2021.
Exactly.
It was essentially a pathway to citizenship for the...
May I finish responding,
but
please?
But
you have to let me finish,
you
please.
Had the White House and the House and the Senate,
I'm
and they
the
didn't bring up that
bill. I'm responding to the point you're raising,
okay.
And I'd like to finish.
Yes, ma'am.
We recognized from day one that to the point of this being your first question, it is a priority for us as a nation and for the American people. And our focus has been on fixing a problem. And from day one, then, we have done a number of things.
No, you didn't. You didn't do any of that. None of that happened. You undid Trump's border policy. You removed Remain in Mexico. You tried to get Title 42 overturned. You allowed the influx of people coming into the country. And then all you did was yell, "Don't come," which became one of the best memes on the internet after that. But I got to be honest with you. She didn't really like this for much longer. She didn't really like this, the fact that Bret Baier was calling her out on her baloney. And then things started to get a little bit heated.
He talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy. And in a democracy, the president of the United States, in the United States of America, should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people up for doing it.
I don't know what we're yelling about! Loud noises!
For some reason, she just started yelling halfway through, making a complete ass out of herself. First off, Donald Trump has never talked about locking up people who disagree with him. He's talked about locking up people who've committed crimes. He's talked about punishing those who just make things up as they go along. That's what he's talked about doing. And I love, my favorite part of all of this is the smug liberal arrogance. They're like, "Oh, Kamala Harris got bullied by Bret Baier. He bullied her." Guys, I'm going to speak to you in a term Democrats aren't familiar with. It's called reality. Watch that exchange. Rewatch that interview last night with Bret Baier. And then I want you to imagine that person sitting down for a negotiation with the Ayatollah of Iran, with Mohammed bin Salman, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, with the royal family in Qatar. Places that do not respect women's right to even speak in public. You think that performance last night is going to stand up against people who run countries that are still living in the 8th century? Look, I'm not trying to be a dick here, okay? But there are like 40 countries around the world who treat women as second-class citizens. Many of them would very much like to see America blown up. Do you really think Mohammed bin Salman or Erdogan in Turkey, or let's go back to leaders, to Muslim country leaders of the past, Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi, al-Zawahiri, I mispronounced his name, whatever. You really think they're going to respect her? Terry's right in the chat. They wouldn't even let her talk. You think Israel's in trouble now? Wait until the leader of America is not even allowed to take meetings with the leaders of Iran, of Saudi Arabia, of Turkey, of Gaza, of Lebanon. Just wait. As I've said, I have moved firmly, firmly into the camp that this woman can't be president. Can't do it. Can't do it. Guys, we'll be back in just 1 second because this is I could do this all day long.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice that replaced it all with this Arma colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you wanna try it, try Arma.com.
Guys, start feeling better today with the superfood formula over at Armor Colostrum. That is tryarmor.com/LFATV. That's tryarmor.com/LFATV. Guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share this video out all over the place. Let's get through the live chat. Julie, how are you? CJ Guinness, how we doing? Terry, Joe, how are you? Everyone doing good? Natalie, what's up, what's up? Gina Marie, how are you? Vintage Lulu Gal, Jersey Girl in the house, how are you doing? Big stuff, big stuff happening in the state of New Jersey over the course of the next couple of years. Guys, keep it locked in here. Keep it locked in to Mike Crispy. Jackie, how are you? Ziggy, what's happening? Once again, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Steelers, how are you? Let's just face reality here. You think any of the leaders of any of those Arabic nations are going to listen to that woman? Any of them? And do you think she's going to have the balls to stand up to them? Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. But why did this matter? Why did this interview matter more than the other ones? Do I think, at least? Because people finally got to see the calamity that is Kamala Harris. Here's Don Jr.
This was her first real aggressive questioning. How do you think she fared?
I think that was a major failure. And the reality is, Jesse, you don't go on Bret Baier if you're winning. This is an act of desperation from a desperate person. She's not going to do anything differently. She cut and pasted Joe Biden's policies and didn't even change the source code when a month after her coup, because, you know, she likes to talk about democracy, but didn't win a single vote in her primary to become the Democratic nominee. It's absolutely amazing. The people that she talks about, intelligence, that say Trump is unstable, those are the same people that signed off on the Hunter Biden laptop being Russian disinformation. We know that's all a lie. It's an abject disaster for her. She became unhinged. They're pulling her early because she got angry and couldn't answer even basic questions. She didn't just fail with Bret Baier. She failed on The View, Jesse, last week.
That's right.
Imagine how bad you have to be as a Democrat to go on The View and basically commit political suicide. She doesn't have it. Americans understand that. She'll tell you whatever you need to hear to get that vote, but she is the daughter of a Marxist professor. She is a radical San Francisco liberal. She has been in charge for 3.5 years because she's not just a vice president. She's a vice president to the most absentee president in the history of the United States, someone who has spent over 40% of his time on the beach in Delaware and, you know, not to mention the dementia. She could have done any one of these things over the last 3.5 years, yet she did none of them. Why wait? Is she going to wait till day one on January 20th? Americans are suffering. Inflation is killing us. Wars are breaking out all over the world. Iran is endorsing her. Vladimir Putin is endorsing her because they understand that a weak America is good for Iran. A weak America is good for China. A weak America is good for Russia. She's not going to change anything. It's going to be an abject disaster.
An abject disaster. Don Jr. hits it right on the head, but what did he mean when he said that they cut the interview short? What did he mean by that? Well, it turns out Bret Baier was getting the hard rap from Kamala Harris' staff because things were going so poorly.
You know, when the kicker in football, they call a timeout right before he's going to kick the field goal. They're icing the kicker. So we were supposed to start at 5 p.m. This was the time they gave us. Originally, we were going to do 25 or 30 minutes. They came in and said, well, maybe 20. So it was already getting whittled down. And then the vice president showed up about 5:15. We were pushing the envelope to be able to turn it around for the top of the 6 o'clock. So that's how it started. And I could tell when we started talking that she was going to be tough to you know, redirect without me trying to interrupt. I did this with President Obama. At one point, I just said, Mr. President, I know you like the filibuster. I just didn't even have the chance to sometimes redirect in those ways. I had a lot of other questions.
A lot of other questions, but it ended up being cut short. And Dana Perino explains why this matters. Because, look, I want to be clear. There are a lot of Republicans out there who are not like us. A lot of Republicans out there, many of them unfortunately reside in positions of power within the Republican Party, who are very weary of Donald Trump. They want things to go back to the way they were, and they can't accept the fact that many of them seem to be rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, that things are never going back to the way they were. And you can either get on board or you can go down with the ship. But the wide range of audience, and look, I know a lot of you don't watch it anymore. I don't really watch it anymore. But Fox News is still the most watched cable news network by the widest group of people.
So her answers are not going to pass the smell test with an audience who has watched loyally. We have more Republicans, Democrats, and Independents than watch than any other news channel. And we have covered immigration since, well going back. I've been here 14 years. We always talk about it. And one of the things she does is she sandwiches in the bill she's talking about, which you clarified, and then the bill she says that Trump killed. In between those things is when you had the millions of people flooding into the country with no other reporter but Bill Malusian and Griff Jenkins down there at the border covering it. The story of a lifetime. And now people are dealing with that in not only in New York City, or not even just the border states, they're dealing with it in all the major cities. And they're dealing with increased housing costs and the problems with the schools and increasing crime. And what about the jobs? I mean, all of those things. Now, I just wonder if at some point, if acceptance is the first step of recovery, if she had ever said something like, we could have done a better job on the border. Just acknowledge it. Like, what would happen? Would the whole entire campaign fall apart? Because the majority of people think right. that Trump would be better on immigration.
No, Dana Perino, that's what you're not understanding. You see, Kamala Harris is better than you, so she doesn't have to justify her positions. Just fall in line. Don't you get that? Just fall in line. Now, real quick, if you are one of these people who did not watch last night, but you went on Facebook to catch the highlights of what may have happened during the utter calamity that was this interview, you probably didn't see a whole hell of a lot, and there's a reason for that. We're going to get to that in 1 minute. Before we do, what's up, everybody, guys? Hit that thumbs up button, share the video. I love my uncle's in the chat and goes, no mas, no mas. From the corner. First off, I want to be clear about something. The memes coming out of last night are absolutely hilarious. They are absolutely hilarious. So whoever's out there making these damn things, you guys are having a field day. Keep going. Meme Wars 2024. Let's win it, baby. How's everybody doing? Nancy, Steve, Craw, how are you? Kate, what's happening? How many times did she mention Trump? Well, I've got a feeling. Oh, Eli's in the chat. Shout out to Eli for the awesome thumbnail today. Hell of a job, buddy. Hell of a job. I got a feeling. I'm just going to think. If you took a drink every time she said Trump, you would be dead. You'd be dead. You'd be dead. There's no other way to say it. No other way to say it. Peg, how are you? Hazel Kitty, how are you? Once again, if you are in New York, make sure you go on your Facebook, you go on your Instagram, you go on your Twitter, you go on Friendster if you're still on that. Hell, get back on MySpace and put that right in the status bar. Vote no on Prop 1 if you're in the state of New York. You got to say it to everybody. Say it loud. Hang a sign from outside your window. Stand up at your local Little League game and yell vote no on Prop 1. Yell it from the mountaintops. Because it turns out, if you put it on Facebook, you might not see it. But why wouldn't you? Here's James O'Keefe.
Say your uncle in like Ohio said something about like Kamala Harris is isn't unfit to be a president because he doesn't have a child.
Okay.
That kind of shit is automatically demoted.
Meet Jeevan Gawali, a senior software engineer at Meta.
Are they doing a good job protecting our democracy? Because I can see these, like, right-wing groups, like, setting up Instagram accounts or Facebook accounts, for that matter, right? And just start posting disinformation and be like, Harris is blah, blah, blah.
That's all going to be demoted 100%. The civic classifier is strong.
The senior software engineer also goes on to say that, quote, the person would not be notified, unquote, if they were demoted because of their anti-Kamala Harris post on Meta, and redlisted, that's a new term we just learned, redlisted, meaning, according to Collins Dictionary, things that are not permitted.
Would the person who posted that be made, would he be notified that?
The person would not be notified, but there's these things that what you collect is, like, if a bunch of items that, like, if at least a couple of items that a person has created has violated civic classifier, then they're also redlisted.
Our OMG American swiper asked Jeevan if Meta was shadow banning users for their anti-Kamala Harris posts. Take a look at what he says.
So is that called shadow banning?
Shadow banning, yeah.
Okay, so there will be shadow banning.
Correct.
They will never be shown. But so they will see a dip in, like, impressions and engagement,
yeah. Yeah.
But they would not be, like, officially warned of the reason why.
Correct.
We asked Gawali if Meta has the ability to affect the upcoming 2024 election, to which he responded, yes, Meta does. Jeevan also confirmed that Mark Zuckerberg intends to help the Democrats in this election cycle.
You guys have the ability to influence the outcome of the election.
Yes.
Do you think Zuckerberg agrees? Good. Is he going to help the Democrats?
Yeah.
Meet Jeevan Gawali, a senior software engineer at Meta. Jeevan met our OMG undercover American swiper on the dating app Bumble. In the meeting he had with our journalist, Jeevan describes internal workings of how Meta is dealing with misinformation on their platform. Jeevan talks about Meta's civic classifiers, a system that Meta has...
Now, that video goes on for about 10 more minutes, more of that. I hope Mark Zuckerberg is brought up in front of Congress yet again when we retake the House and is asked these kinds of questions. Because I can just tell you from personal experience, 47,000 people follow this Facebook page and currently 12 of you are seeing this. I mean, what? We know it's happening. Civic classifiers. Well, in the words of Elon Musk to his advertisers who plan on boycotting the platform, we will not leave until this is fixed. We will continue to push because we have no other options. We have no other options. All we will see is exponential growth on other platforms. Kate, don't ever send me something like that again in the middle of the show. A viewer just sent me something, just texted me something that I genuinely can't show you. Don't worry, Uncle Richie, I'll send it to you afterwards. We are not going anywhere. We are not stopping. Ziggy Girl, thank you so much. Let's win this thing. Thank you for your Rumble Rants. Guys, your Rumble Rants go towards so much on-the-ground reporting that we are doing. We appreciate it so much. 1,200 people watching. Hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out. We are not leaving Instagram. We are not leaving Facebook. We are not leaving any of these social media apps. Hell, I just made a TikTok, which I'll be posting videos on early in the morning, every day, starting next week. I can't believe I just made a TikTok. I finally caved. But we will be on all of these platforms because you can't stop us all. You can't stop us all. You can't stop us from, say, I don't know, sharing out a video of Joy Reid saying that if you have children, you're a fascist. Yeah, that happened.
I do believe that this election is a litmus test for American tolerance for fascism. The elements of fascism are rooted in this nationalistic drive for more babies for the state, for a strongman-driven nation. And a deep sort of state-based religiosity. So I do believe we have a media problem, and we do have some of our media that is leading people toward fascism. The question of America has become too soft and feminine. I think that is it's a fascist litmus test. So this question of whether the society is too soft and feminine, whether the society...
First off, look at this crowd. This woman is asleep. That woman is asleep. The woman on the left in the brown is asleep. Woman in the peach is asleep. The one on the far right over here has just drowned out whatever the hell she's doing. The guy on the top is on his phone. Nobody is even paying attention to this woman.
It's too soft and feminine. It was alarming to me that a majority of Hispanic Protestants agree, but that's not shocking. Immigrants are poisoning the blood of the country. This is one of the most terrifying things that you've heard a presidential candidate say, because it is straight out of Mein Kampf. 23% of Jewish respondents agree with that, because that's straight out Nazi talk.
Is anybody in that room under the age of 1,000, which I find interesting, that Joy Reid says to a room full of parents that if you have children, that makes you a fascist. That makes you a fascism, fascism. Guys, fascism is on the left. It's not on the right. Joy Reid is the fascist. It is all projection. That is all the Democrats have. Blame you for what they are doing. Somebody said, did they offer a free buffet? Yeah, that's literally what it looks like. That's what it looks like. But Joy Reid wasn't the only person. And I've said this numerous times, that drives me insane. When those people who have reached the pinnacle of our society, the top echelons, the millionaire status, the fame, the fortune, television shows, try to tell black people that they're stupid for believing what they believe. Naturally, that's going to cue up a clip from Don Lemon. So before we get to that, guys, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. That is your home base, your mothership, your landing pad. For all things LFATV related, guys, check out the LFATV shop. That is the best way to support this network and everything we've got going on over here. We always appreciate the support, guys. lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us, and while you're there, consider becoming a monthly donor over at lfatv.us. Some of you may not be able to do that because you are burdened with debt. Luckily, there is a solution for you guys. It is donewithdebt.com. Unlike others, Done With Debt has a new and aggressive strategy designed to get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy or costly loans. Done With Debt stands between you and your bill collectors. They negotiate with your creditors to write off balances, cut interest rates, and stop all those costly penalties. The best news is that donewithdebt.com is accepting new clients right now, but you've got to hurry because many of their debt relief strategies are time sensitive. Guys, give them a call today over at 1-888-322-1054. That's 1-888-522-1054, or go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Guys, hit that thumbs up button. Once again, we're going to cue up Don Lemon here because there is nothing that drives me more insane than when you hear any member of any minority group belittle their own people. Obama did it the other day, basically shaming black men into voting for Kamala Harris. They do this all the time. Here's Don Lemon saying that he had to correct black men because they didn't think the way he wanted them to.
Yes. I was talking to a lot of voters, and I will just say that you texted me right around the Democratic convention, and you said, I am talking to people, and Kamala Harris has a problem with black men.
Yeah, and I told the campaign I did not hear from them. I mean, who am I for them to get back to me? But there's a problem. And I went from battleground state to battleground state. When they invited me to the convention, I didn't just want to fly there. I said, I'm going to go and talk to voters in battleground states. And I did. It was not curated. I went up to people just doing man on the street. I said, who are you going to vote for? Black men. And time after time after time, they said, I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Why?
Now, their reasons, why? They said because most of the time they said, well, you know, for economic reasons, right? Or because he gave me a stimulus check. And I had to correct them over and over and tell them where that stimulus check came from a Democratic Congress and from Nancy Pelosi. And that Donald Trump actually held the check up so that his name could be put on the check. So they think they got the check directly from him. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has given one or two stimulus checks as well, but they seem not to know and understand that. You can vote for whoever you want to vote for, but if the reasons that you're going to vote for them, I think that they should be accurate and factual, and you should know why you're supporting someone.
First off, a couple of things. Not a single person on the street, when asked why they're voting for Donald Trump, said, he gave me a stimulus check. Maybe they said the economy. Maybe they said things were better. But not one damn person said, oh, it's because I got a stimulus check. That's number one. Number two, I had to correct them. Who are you, Don Lemon? Number three, what are you doing back on CNN? How low is your need for attention meter that you go back on CNN, the network that not only demoted you to daytime, but the network that then fired you immediately afterwards? That would be like posting pictures on Facebook of people you've spent the last 2 years talking shit about. How badly, how low is your attention meter? How low? You just, like Brian Stelter did it too. If I would never go on a network that I got fired from. What? Why would you do that? How little is your self-respect? How little is that? But that wasn't the only calamity to come out of CNN yesterday. This one, Scott Jennings. I want to be Scott Jennings when I get older. Scott Jennings is the Republican on CNN. We're going to play a clip of him in just 1 second where he absolutely makes the... He actually broke one of the other analysts on CNN. And then Mr. Wonderful comes in from the top row. Before we get to that, guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out our shop. That is the best way to support this show and this movement, everything we've got going on. I've said it before, guys. This election day does not end the process. That is not the end of the story. It is but the end of a chapter in a story that is going to bring America First principles and populism back to this country. So please, guys, go head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. Consider becoming a monthly donor over there. I really do appreciate the support, but I can't do it without your help. And for anybody who orders anything on the website, either today or tomorrow, you will receive a free Loud Majority hat in the mail with the purchase of any order. So I really do appreciate the support, guys. It's hoodie season. Make sure you go check out all the new ones we've got over there at loudmajorityusa.com. Use promo code LFA to get 20% off everything on the website. So Scott Jennings decided that he was going to have a field day. I've taken shots at Scott Jennings before over what he did in the state of Kentucky, but this is just funny. And then check out Kevin O'Leary there at the end.
What else is Trump planning on doing, and can he articulate
it? Well, to me, I think it's a great question, and it needs to be fleshed out. I think we should probably play the clip, though, of Harris from the Chicago Economic Club. Do we not have it? Because she didn't show up to talk. So here's what I think. He's going to extend the tax cuts. He's going to rein in the federal government and the overburdensome regulatory state, which he can now do because of the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And he's going to take on these countries that screw American workers. That's the plan. And he's going to crack down on immigration to the benefit of American workers.
He's going to deport 20 million people, the people who pick your crops, the people who process your meat, the people who, you know, care for your grandmother.
Actually, crazy lady, immigrants don't take care of my grandmother. They don't take care of most people's grandmothers because we are good family members and don't pawn our old people off on Jamaican immigrants like you rich white liberals do.
The people who serve all sorts of critical functions in this country, yeah, he's going to deport a lot of people and that's going to worsen the economy. In fact, there have been, I don't know, like a dozen different independent economic analyses.
Ah, independent economic analyses. Because when has that ever led us astray?
from, again, independent economic analyses from...
Again, independent.
From Goldman Sachs, AEI, Brookings.
Oh, we got to make sure we listen to the Goldman Sachs people because, you know, they've definitely got our interest at heart.
Today. Nomura, Peterson Institute, look, like all of them.
I know your argument. If you want to run on more illegal immigration as a Democrat, go ahead. I just don't think it's going to work in the election.
He wants to deport 20 million. I'm not done with his. I know what his economic policy is because he has talked about it. He doesn't understand how any of it would work, but he has talked about it. He wants.
I also want to know why she's wearing her Christmas morning pajamas underneath that sweater, but that's a different conversation.
10% global tariffs, which would worsen inflation. Mm-hmm. He wants to deport 20 million people, which would worsen inflation and reduce growth. He wants to politicize the Federal Reserve, which would worsen inflation. He wants to devalue the dollar, which would worsen inflation.
And after all that,
all of these things.
The American population wants that economy back. What do you say to that?
I say that we should be talking about what the policy is. They're just too dumb.
It's all about messaging.
No, it's because
and Scott Jennings says it there right at the end. The American people are just too dumb to understand. But the lady who wears her Christmas pajamas underneath her sweater on CNN, her and her other rich friends, they should talk about it. Mr. Wonderful. Top rope. Guys, hit that thumbs up button. I'm going to run a little bit over today, which I never do because I've got to play this. Somebody, I don't know who did this, but somebody did an AI video of Barack Obama talking to Joe Biden at Ethel Kennedy's funeral. And look, is it fake? Yeah, it's fake. But that doesn't mean it's not funny as hell.
So is Kamala doing okay?
Nope. She's down, Joe. I think they found out that she's retarded. Now we're basically fucked. Trump is killing us at the polls. So yes, we're gonna lose Joe.
Damn it. Wait. What if I come back to run again?
As candidate?
Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way, Joe. The only person in this world who is even more retarded than Kamala Harris is basically you. So no,
come
Joe,
on, man.
You're
just
not going
give
back
another
yet.
Shot.
Let's let it all play out. Okay, let's just, we'll talk later, Joe.
Okay.
Women looking fine up in here.
I love Bill Clinton coming in at the end. Look, it's just funny. Just funny. That's all it is. Guys, Ryan Mott is coming up next. I ran over. What am I going to do? Stuff happens. I'll catch you guys back live tomorrow. Hit the thumbs up button, everybody. Until then, stay loud.